You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Jay Carlisle-Larson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, there are a whole lot of high-tech entertainment options out there in the world, but some people are turning to low technology like Dungeons & Dragons. We find out why.
First, the Great Lakes ecosystem could be under threat from invasive Asian carp. Lawmakers and conservationists have been working for years to prevent their spread into Lake Michigan.
But some work on the issue has stalled. Reports needed from the Army Corps of Engineers haven't been conducted or finished. And if the Asian carp make it into the Great Lakes system, there could be some serious ecological and economic damage.
Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is with us now to talk about moves she and some of her colleagues are making to raise awareness of the issue, namely getting the Brandon Rhodes study finalized. Senator Baldwin, welcome back to Central Time.
It's great to join you.
Something you've been looking at this year and, you know, throughout your tenure has been invasive species mitigation, certainly in the Great Lakes. And there's been this study called the Brandon Rhodes study that's been in the works for a little while. Can you break that down for us really quickly?
Absolutely. And it's actually been in the works for a long, long time. So Brandon Rhodes refers to a place which is really a choke point in the Chicago waterway system that could prove to be our best hope for preventing the invasive species, the Asian carp, from getting into the Great Lakes. And it's viewed, the Chicago waterway system is viewed as probably the greatest vulnerability in terms of these invasive species heading toward and ultimately possibly getting into the Great Lakes. And it would be devastating if they did for the ecosystem. So for a long, long time, they've been looking at what additional measures could be installed in that Brandon Rhodes lock and dam area to prevent the Asian carp from getting into Lake Michigan. And it's been enormously frustrating because each step in this process has taken a long time and been delayed. And at the very beginning of this administration, there was further delay after a hard deadline for the Brandon Rhodes report to be issued. And now we're facing frustrations that even if their recommendations were implemented, they're looking at years and years before that would happen.
These invasive species are not going to be waiting for any sort of legislation to go through. It seems to be a bipartisan issue. So what exactly is the holdup, it sounds like?
Yeah, so I think all the Great Lakes senators feel very strongly about this and understand the enormous economic and ecosystem impacts this would have if Asian carp were to get into the Great Lakes system. So we have joined together in very bipartisan fashion. There's a number of obstacles that we're dealing with. Early on, it was that the Army Corps of Engineers was basically saying, we don't know how to stop them. And so we're still doing basic research. And by the way, a lot of that research happens in Wisconsin at in La Crosse at the U.S. Geological Survey Upper Midwest Environmental Services Center, which is really exciting science. But going from the laboratory to putting it out in the field is taking a long time. So that's one impediment that is very real. But I think then beyond that, this requires Congress to focus adequate resources to move this ahead. And we have to look at why it's taking so long. Part of it is they need a local sponsor to pitch in dollars. But that's something that we could help them cut through. And so there's too much foot dragging. And again, I think it doesn't recognize the really critical harm that this particular invasive species, the Asian carp, would do to our Great Lakes system.
And, you know, you were a signatory on a letter to the Army Corps of Engineers. Do they want to get this started, or is it maybe less of a priority for them right now?
Well, I think that they're resource-strapped, and so they'll be the first to say that. They also there's a lot of whenever we're questioning them at hearings, et cetera, there's hesitation because the law requires right now there to be a local nonprofit or private partner putting up some of the money, and they have not yet been identified. But if that's the obstacle, then we need to find a way to waive that requirement or to move ahead on this. I haven't felt the urgency from them that I think my colleagues on the Great Lakes feel. And the other thing that I've said over and over again is, so if these plans are going to take years to implement, what's your emergency backup plan? What do you do when we hear that there's been Asian carp identified beyond that choke point of the Brandon lock and dam system? And that's something that we have to look at urgently.
And are you confident that we'll make any headway on this?
Well, we're applying constant pressure on this issue, and we have regular hearings among the Great Lakes Task Force in the Senate. The senators who sit on that certainly include the House members also, because I think we all feel that this is a truly urgent situation.
We're talking to Senator Tammy Baldwin right now. She's a Democrat representing Wisconsin in the U.S. Senate. Senator Baldwin, we're going to be talking about the tax plan a little bit later in our show today, but I wanted to get your reactions on the tax plan in its current iteration. What are your thoughts?
Well, I would say of both the House version and the Senate version, which do have differences, that both fail the test in my mind of making our tax system simpler and fairer for hardworking Wisconsin families, small businesses, and manufacturers. And the partisan fashion in which this legislation was put together means that great ideas haven't been brought to the table. For me, one of the most central priorities in tax reform legislation is to make sure that we reward hard work as much as the current tax system rewards wealth through lower tax rates. As I see it, and recent analysis of these two measures have indicated, that this is going to make it worse, that in some cases, wage earners will be getting the least in terms of benefits from this, and people who are wealthy and able to derive income from investments and, you know, get passive income will see lower rates. That's just not just. It's just not fair. So I have been fighting this measure and trying to get us to a place where we can work together to make sure that this is, in the end, what was originally promised, which is a significant middle class tax break and a reward for hard work, helping people get ahead again.
And you had your own plan that you presented in Wisconsin a few months ago with Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey. So I guess I have a bit of a two-parter question. One, did that gain any traction? And what was in that that made it different or made it stand out compared to the two plans that we are currently seeing?
Yes. So the Stronger Way Act is really about focusing in on the dignity of hard work and rewarding hard work through our tax code. And it really focuses on those who have been unable to get ahead despite working full-time. You know, some people are taxed into poverty. Others are working at low-wage jobs where even 40 hours a week can't bring themselves and their families out of the poverty or above the poverty level. So the Stronger Way Act combines an expanded transitional jobs program with and the earned income tax credit. It expands the earned income tax credit not only to families but also to individual workers, and it expands significantly the child tax credit, making it fully refundable and of greater benefit to working families, not only in Wisconsin, but across the country.
So it sounds like in talking to you, and I'm sure your Democratic colleagues would agree, that there's probably some room for a tax overhaul as it stands right now, maybe just the methodology or the way either Republicans or the Democrats are approaching it sounds like it's going to be a little bit different. Would you work with your Republican colleagues to find, I guess, some middle ground here? Because it sounds, not from you necessarily, but just in sort of the political conversations that have been happening, some finger pointing. So is that something that you would be willing to work on?
Absolutely. So here's the frustration that they chose in the Senate to use a process called budget reconciliation, which requires only a simple majority vote in the Senate. Now, that's the way the House works, but the Senate traditionally requires 60 votes to pass major legislation, and that mandates that the parties work together. And I think that we get better work products when we all get together and compromise, but do the work of the hardworking constituents who sent us to Washington to get the job done. That has not happened in this case, and it's so discouraging to be at a point this far along in the debate, rushing it through with very little time for comprehensive analysis by respected nonpartisan economists, et cetera. And then we find that it's not a middle-class tax cut. It's not a job creation bill. It's, in fact, a pretty big giveaway to the big corporations and the wealthiest few.
Well, Senator Baldwin, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Senator Tammy Baldwin was with us today to talk about Asian carp in the Great Lakes, as well as the congressional tax plans.
Coming up, in an era of endless screen time and high-tech answers to everything, some people are returning to pen and paper games like Dungeons and Dragons. Stay with us here on Central Time.